Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting second. The shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shiley. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eddie Mulligan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting second. The third baseman, Frank Ellerbe. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The catcher, Pat Collins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Elam Van Gilder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Elam Van Gilder. And now, play ball. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Browns. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe hits a fly ball into center field. Moss still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shiley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiley hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is called out on strikes. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mulligan. The throw from Collins and he is out, McManus applying the tag. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is called out on strikes. Two outs. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Tobin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Browns. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellerbe strikes out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Hooper hits a pop-up towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Collins. The throw from Collins and he is safe. Collins steals second. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-1 in the game. Shealy hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson tags and scores. Collins tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Browns. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-1 in the game. Ma still hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hooper. Collins reaches second base with a double. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gerber takes first base on ball 4. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder is 0 for 1 in the game. Van Gilder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mulligan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 1 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Tobin takes first base on ball 4. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Schalk for a passed ball. Tobin moves to second. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 0 for 2 in the game. Ellerbe bunts towards the mound. Faber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tobin moves to third. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 2 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to home to get Tobin. Ellerbe moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacobson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ellerbe scores. Sisler moves to second. It's 3-1, Browns. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0 for 1 in the game. Faber strikes out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Hooper hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Collins is called out on strikes. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder is 0-for-2 in the game. Van Gilder hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Jacobson, who is chasing the ball. Collins reaches third base with a triple. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler fields the ball and throws to Van Gilder covering. Safe. Collins scores. It's 3-2, Browns. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-2 in the game. Ma still is called out on strikes. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ellerbe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-3 in the game. Sisler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sisler moves to third. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Shock and he is out, Johnson applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Shock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shock is 0-for-2 in the game. Shock hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Strunk pinch hits for Red Faber. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber misplays the ball. That's an error on Gerber. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Hooper hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Dixie Leverett now pitching. Baby doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jacobson hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-3 in the game. McManus hits a pop-up towards first. Sheely settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Sheely hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-3 in the game. Ma still hits a line drive into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.